Sherry and I wanted to take today's opportunity as an opportunity to update everybody about the terrific progress that's happening at the barn raising here at the people's house, the governor's residence. Well, Sherry is a sort of general contractor, but all kinds of businesses, many of them small businesses, chipping in. This place, although you can't tell it right this moment, will be restored, both in terms of historical accuracy and in terms of quality, to the condition that it once knew. And I just want to say a word of heartfelt thanks to all the companies here and others not present who have pitched in to make this possible. To me, the end result is only part of the story. The way it's being done, I think, is the Hoover way, and a way that we'll all be proud of. And I look forward to putting some kind of a plaque here in a few months with the names of these companies and men and women who have given their skill and craftsmanship to make this place something that will be a real gem for Indiana for decades to come. The schedule is that, again, it'd be hard to tell right now, but this is all going to be done, all this work, by early in the year at the latest, and the decorators' show home, St. Margaret Field, folks will come in, and this will be their charity home for next year. We anticipate raising maybe as much money as ever before for Wishart Hospital, for care of indigent patients in our state. And then after that, Sharon, I'll take up residence here. But today's principal purpose is to give you that status report and say, again, thanks to the men and women who brought their craft and then their life skills to this great project.
Any surprises along the way?
Well, the mice are gone. The water coolers are gone. We'll be able to drink the water. The aluminum foil mounts on the stove are gone along with the stove. And I guess the aroma, you would say, is gone. You got to ask some of the folks who've done the work. And my understanding, and listening to Sherry's regular reports, is there's been regular surprises. But these folks are up to the task. And again, the dollar value of the time and skill that they have contributed is terrific. I repeat, but I think you all know, not one tenth of tax dollars will be involved in this project.
What was the most serious thing that was wrong?
Rob Bennett, would you like to have a go at that?
Sure.
The biggest problems with the house were clearly the mechanicals, which that's what you see most happening right now. We've removed all the heating and cooling systems and we're replacing with a new high-velocity system. All the electrical is being replaced, updated, changed to meet current needs for the new layouts. And then same with the plumbing. All the plumbing was completely defunct, and we're updating that and bringing it into the new era.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Rob Bennett.
Who are you with?
Bly Bennett Incorporated.
Hey, is this something that they just ignored because they didn't have the money when they filmed the addition, or is this not obvious that they know?
Well, I can't speak to it. I do know that the house was generating substantial maintenance costs, including some of the things that had to be completely replaced, like the electrical system was a $70-some thousand bill just last year. But that doesn't really matter. Let's just agree it was time to put this place again in the condition it ought to be for the future governors and to be the show place that I think it was always intended to be.
So what is the dollar value of the work and how much has been raised for it?
The dollar value of the work, and I think there's a list available to you, is upwards now $400,000, I'd say conservatively estimated. And in addition, cash donations have been coming in. In a roughly similar amount, I think, I honestly don't know that figure. But the again, to me, the most important part of this project is the way it is coming together. The very Hoosier way is coming together, with by far most of the value being provided in in the in-kind fashion by these volunteers. And to me, that'll be the real joy when it's all said and done.
They take $400,000 in kind so far and other.
Yeah, a little more than that. And I might as well emphasize that we also have a short list of skills and jobs that have not yet been spoken for. I think some plaster and drywall painting and several other items. So there's still an opportunity for other companies who might like to take part.
Hi, Governor, what did you mean when you said you would take up residence here?
It's a common English phrase, you move in.
Are you saying this is going to be your permanent home? This is where you're going, this is where you're both going to sleep every night once it's the work is finished?
Yeah, we are. We'll have another home and eventually plan to build one as we always did. But this is where we're going to move in when the St. Margaret's Guild moves out.
Are you going to sell the one, guys?
Yes, we are at some point.
Anybody interested? Mrs. Daniels, how do you feel about living in this home? Well, I think it's going to be exciting. I'm looking forward to being in the neighborhood. I enjoy just now being in the office and walking around the neighborhood and visiting local businesses, and I think it's going to be exciting. And I think when this is finished, it's going to be something everybody will be proud to visit.
Have Bruce been using the finished part of the residence during the
Absolutely.
How often would you estimate that are folks here?
Oh, I'd say maybe 3 to 4 times a month.
And when the renovations are finished, I know past governors have used just the upstairs as their residence. The downstairs has been a public area. How will that change once it's finished, or that will remain?
How will it exactly happen?
And are you adding a kitchen upstairs?
We're adding a galley kitchen upstairs. Is there anything of your own style and taste that you're putting into the house?
The house will be decorated in a very traditional fashion, and it will be done in a way that will stand the test of time, because a project like this is not going to be done every time an administration changes, so we're going to try to keep it very traditional.
How much have you raised for the cookbook renovation?
How much have we raised so far? I don't know exactly what that figure would be. I know we're definitely into the probably 1,500 to 2,000 sales on the cookbook.
What will the final cost of renovation be?
Mike, I don't think for sure. I guess the best you can say is $700,000. Again, the majority of that, the big majority, coming from donated services and skills, and some portion coming from cash that's been raised. I suppose we should also mention one other important announcement. We will be hosting Halloween here, Sherry and I and the girls. I want it known in advance, I have nothing to do with costume selection. I'm only appearing in the costume selected for me.
Your process.
Which is?
Well, we will be appearing, I am informed, as the cast of The Wizard of Oz.
In which way?
Let me just say, I thought of myself as lacking courage, but without my mind,
you're the lion
will. Yes. Meredith Daniels acquired my costume over eBay. At least we got what used it. But Leland must make a full disclosure.
And then I will be Dorothy.
I know from that.
You could at least sin the Wicked Witch of the West.
Well, we were really thinking about you for that time. What's the gender problem?
Next time we were discussing this ahead of time.
What are the girls? Let's see. Melissa will be Glenda, the Good Witch, and Meredith will be the Wicked Witch. Okay.
And we do have various office companies.
Yes, they're
filling in.
We do have a
filling
in.
Scarecrow. Toto will be a stuffed animal. Not Nigel? I'm afraid he can use one of ours for Toto.
Yeah, they should do two things for the
Governor, would you be able to work with more not for the regular?
Oh, I don't think it'll be necessary. It appears to me that way. We'll sort it out, Richard coming to the fore, and he'll be a great candidate. Small businessman, a professional geologist, and a team local office holder. I like the fact that he comes from southern Indiana.
Do you have a role in helping extend that to
him? No, I didn't. Yeah, we rolled the curtain on whatever that is. Work has to go on right here, guys.
Yeah, I'm quite
so what there was a new business report that came out this week. I don't know if you've seen it, but it showed an increase in the number of overweight high school students in the state. There's been legislation in the past to mandate for healthy food and vending machines and vending machine restrictions in schools. Would you support that kind of effort?
I'm always careful about mandating things, even when they make eminent sense, but that's a very important report. You've heard me emphasize the need for all Hoosiers, but in particular young people, to become more mindful of fitness and wellness. We have a big initiative underway. We have an obesity summit next week, so people will be coming here from elsewhere and all over this state to talk about the ways in which we can make big improvements here in the state. And yes, I think the schools definitely have a role to play in making certain that young people are eating properly.
If you'd be reluctant to mandate it on them, you're more on the side of encouraging them.
Well, there's been some progress, I think, in voluntary agreements to limit the availability of high sugar drinks and other things. And I think that's good. If they don't get the job done, I'm willing to look at more direct action, but I'd like to think that everybody understands the good idea.
Governor, there's a report from the Fiscal Policy Institute that says that the property tax system is still broken basically in this state, and one of the big recommendations is to take it out of the hands of elected officials instead of the hands of professionals by eliminating a lot of the county professors. What do you think about that?
Might be necessary. Anybody who traveled the state as I have knew this problem wasn't fixed as it was supposed to have been over the last several years. And it doesn't appear we've made much real progress. And so there are going to be further changes necessary, and I'm going to study that report very carefully. And quite apart from the chaos, I think an appropriate word that we used today to describe this, we have the issue of duplicative government. More people being elected to office in the state than any state in the union. And so there's a second reason we ought to have a good look soon at rationalizing, I think, a somewhat irrational and redundant system.
Governor, the IEDC is reforming the 21st Century Growth Technology Fund. In the meantime, there haven't been any allocations. I just wondered if you think that's happening fast enough and what you would like to see the 21st Century Fund do in the future.
I think the review is a good idea. We want to make sure that these dollars are generating the most possibilities in terms of potential new jobs they can. And many of the dollars in the past are going to very large businesses who have their own research budgets. Many going to our large universities, not clearly tied to a potential product or company or new innovation. And I think the review is in order. I think they need to get in the business very quickly now, though, of making grant decisions. I think what you'll see is just a slight shift in emphasis towards smaller companies, newer companies, high-tech companies. I think that's what the fund was really created for, and my sense is that there was a little drift from that when the dollars were actually handed out.
You mentioned that there was also a concentration in larger numbers. Do you expect to shift at all to more even geographic distribution, if you will?
That could be an effect. I really haven't I don't know that that's a problem quite to the extent that, as I say, that the awards to very large companies, I think, is the thing that caught our eye. I want to make sure that these scarce dollars are as likely as possible to lead to breakthrough products, and we hope high growth businesses. And in the main, I think of it as intended to help boost new, small, startup, and very innovative enterprise. Well, we invite you to have a quick look around and admire the both the dimension of what's going on here and also the handiwork of these folks, and say a word of thanks to you.